This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Fred Armisen, known best probably for his stretch on Saturday Night Live and Portlandia, of course, has a new project, something a little bit different, still in the broad comedy category, just at least in part in Spanish. Más Mejor, it's called, a project to reach Latino millennials with comedy where they live. That'd be online. Fred, thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Tell me now, in addition to all the other things you do, which is a boatload of them, you're doing Más Mejor. What's up with this?
It's part of Broadway Video, and they've got this...
Lorne Michaels and that gang. Yeah.
Yes. And they have a company called Above Average, which is like they do a lot of online content and comedy. So they're launching a Latino version of it. Some Spanish-speaking and some bilingual content comedy. Mm-hmm. And Lorne and the company asked me to get involved, and I couldn't wait to do it. I've always been wanting to do Spanish-language entertainment.
How come?
My mom's Venezuelan.
Okay.
And I've just always been fascinated by Latin comedy and Latin TV.
Is it different than Anglo comedy and TV? It's got to be, right?
Definitely. But because I can't figure out what it is exactly... That's why I just want to attack it somehow. Like, what is this? What is this entertainment? What are, you know, the Sábado Gigante and all the shows like that? Yep. I'm like, they have huge audiences. So since we are so close culturally, I mean, I feel like it's just one culture pretty much, the United States and Latin America. I'm like, where is that bridge? Where is that point where there is Latin entertainment and American entertainment?
There are those who will disagree about the whole one culture thing, but that's an entirely different conversation,
yes,
right?
Yes,
but it's also a huge business opportunity. I mean, Telemundo and Univision and all those guys are going after this young Latino millennial audience that is also bilingual, right? I mean, they all speak English, or many of them anyway.
Yeah. What I'm finding out, which was kind of surprising, is that how there is like – a separation between the amount of people who want to speak more Spanish and who want to speak more English. I went to Mexico City for this recently.
Wow.
And I just want to know what that world is. We have our preconceived notion of what Mexican culture is,
right,
and then there's what the actual culture is and the culture of comedy. So I went to this one stand-up show, and already I was wrong about what I thought it would be.
Hmm.
So it was really funny. These stand-up comedians were very similar to the kind of community you'd see here in Los Angeles. And so much of it is such a huge question mark that's what I'm enjoying about doing this.
I should have asked this at the beginning. You obviously speak Spanish. Do you have like street Spanish? Can you go and hang with the guys when they're doing slang in comedy clubs?
Claro que sí. Oh, slang. No, slang is different in that I feel like each city has a different slang, just like it would be in this country.
Yeah.
So, yes, I speak Spanish, but when I go to places like Mexico, it is different than the Venezuelan Spanish.
So how are you going to translate that into the audience in this country, right? Because you're going to want Venezuelan comics. You're going to want, you know, Argentinian comics, right?
Yes. I'm going to pick a place. So I'm fascinated by Mexico City most of all.
Okay.
I have no Mexican heritage whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Something about that city is what I want to portray. But I went to this one area, the Condesa, which is kind of like the sort of Silver Lake, Brooklyn,
yeah,
Portland part of Mexico City. And I'm kind of a chicken culturally. Like, I want,
really?
I like, yes.
That just surprises me.
I like staying in an area that I recognize and know. I like a nice hotel. I don't venture out. So I felt very safe and comfortable there. But that's the area that I want to explore, the area that has the bookstores and art galleries and record stores. It's all about comedy and that world.
You are a guy, obviously, who came from Saturday Night Live. You've gone on to Portlandia and a bunch of other things. But you have a sensibility. You have a comic sensibility that when I watch you, I'm like, oh, yeah, classic Fred, right? I mean, we know what that is. Can we expect that out of you when you're going to find these new folks?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to do. And I'm trying to do it without me being necessarily in these pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I've done so much of it, and as I see people like Amy Poehler, you know, and Tina Fey have these other shows that they're not in, I think I've got to start doing that. I really want to write things that star other people and in the Spanish language.
That is so interesting. What is it that has made you say, I have to get myself out of the equation a little bit? Because that's what's
Because
going
it's
on,
uncomfortable.
Right?
Because I'm very comfortable in front of the camera. I love doing it so much. And I think that might not be the healthiest thing. I think it's good to just try to reinvent yourself all the time. I think because all of my heroes did that. They just jump into this other place that people might not be familiar with. Who knows? You know, maybe something good will come out of it.
Fred Armisen, thank you so much.
Thank you. Mucho gusto.
I don't even know what to say. I can do Chinese. I can do French. Can't do Spanish.